I'm right next to my old college, actually, in Little Titchford Street, in a proper professional studio, which has got things like Mic Live on it. Can you turn that sign on? Does that work?
I'm sure you can.
I think we'll use it. And I'm here with...
You're here with Anne Reevil. I'm producing Over to You for the BBC World Service.
What is Over to You?
Over to You is the World Service listener feedback and media show, and we're on every week over the weekend. And we hear from listeners all over the world who tell us what they think about the BBC World Service programmes. And we also take a look at the wider media world, which is why you're here to tell us all about Audio Boo today.
Fantastic. Now, I had insomnia about 4 weeks ago, actually, and I began to listen to BBC Outlook, which is the best programme on the BBC.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the programmes that are on the World Service are absolutely amazing. They cover so much more than the domestic networks, and they do it in a really intelligent way, and they do it in an international way. That's the thing we like about it.
Now, as an indie that's probably entirely dependent for your income on the BBC, have you got any views on the World Service funding?
Well, we're not entirely dependent on them, but you're quite right. Like most indies in Britain, we're largely dependent on them. The cuts, are going to be very, very tough. There have been quite a lot so far at the World Service. And I think what we're doing is probably what lots of people are doing, is trying to think around where the BBC is going to end up. And I think there's going to be a lot of convergence. I think we're all going to have to think about doing TV, radio and multi-platform, and not in that order, starting with multi-platform. Radio and TV, that's the way we're going, and I think we need to look at everything we do in that way. I think that's definitely what the smoke signals are, and I think it's going to be very difficult, very interesting time ahead. In a way, I think bringing the World Service in under the licence fee might not be a bad thing in the long run, because I think it will make the British public more aware of it. I know on this programme we get a fantastic amount of emails from people all over the world who absolutely love what they hear. And, you know, we've all felt a bit like everybody hates Britain over the World Cup and the FIFA decision. But actually...
And WikiLeaks, yeah.
But if you listen to the World Service and you listen to the people phoning in there, it does make you feel that you're not quite so isolated as a country, that, you know, we are part of a bigger world and do have really, you know, good friendships and similar ways of thinking with lots of other people all over the world, which I think is good. And you kind of tend to forget that, because I think on the domestic media, we're so fixated with what America thinks of everything. And that's not what World Service audience is about at all. It's lots of Americans, but at the same time, you know, Africa's listening, India's listening. It's great.
So listen to that, DG. I'm in a room with loads and loads and loads of equipment. I want to take a picture of it. And I'm going into this one, which is a kind of studio type place, to speak to Roger.
Hello there, how are you?
Are you on Twitter?
I'm not actually on Twitter. I set up a Twitter site, but then didn't follow it through. And the whole notion of Twitter, as it also applies to audio, is something that we will talk about during this interview, in fact, how useful it is to the widespread population, whether it's a temporary phenomenon.
And what does all this kit do?
I don't actually work here, but the kit that I have in front of me is obviously two microphones.
What do you need to press?
I don't need to press anything, because I've got somebody in the in the other booth who basically helps me through this. I just concentrate on broadcasting.
Okay, so let's broadcast.
I think what we should be doing is doing the whole programme on your iPhone one day.